just obviously coming in this series, you knew BYU was good. This is a team that's 35th in the country RPI-wise. They've got 30 wins now on the year, a team that's been to 7 straight tournaments, so you knew you had work cut out for us. You know, what did you see, what did you think about what your team did this weekend?
Well, I thought that in the first game, you know, we weren't necessarily overpowered, and I felt good at the end of that game, saying, okay, you know, even though scoreboard wise it didn't look real pretty, that we were okay. And I would have liked to seen a little bit more fight. That was kind of a little disappointing how we came out day one. But for us to come out here today, I thought the girls turned around a lot of those things. I thought their focus was there. I thought their execution was a little bit better. And they sure did fight for that win, to continue to put balls in play. And if they were going to make an error, we were going to take advantage of it. And for Michelle to finish out that game in the way that she did, I think shows, you know, a lot of, you know, the gutsiness that she's shown even earlier this season.
Well, and you know, you mentioned, I mean, BYU all weekend was incredible defensively, but the one inning earlier today, they made 3 errors, and you know, the kids started off by drawing a couple of walks. They were patient at the plate, hit batter, a couple of errors, a couple of hits, and you know, that's what you've got to do when you get an opportunity.
Definitely, and that's why we're always, you know, stressing, put the ball on the ground, make the defense play. And you're right, they're incredibly athletic, and I'm not going to take anything away from that, but they still have to make the plays. And with a younger pitcher on the mound, anytime you've got base runners on and the threat of scoring, that's got to be something that's in their mind as well. So I thought we did a good job of capitalizing.
And then, of course, they came back after you went up 6-1, made it 6-4, had runners on second and third with only one out, and the play of the game was Melanie Goff robbing the kid of what would have been a game-tying single and turned it into a double play.
Exactly. We knew, I know we were in the heart of their lineup at that point in time, and I just, that was one of the thoughts about a pitch or two earlier, is like, just get a hard line drive and get somebody who's, you know, being a little extra aggressive. And that was, we've gotten out of jams like that before, where we've come up with a key defensive play, and that was huge to really kind of cut their momentum and get us back with the lead and a couple of runs to spare.
And then game two today, I mean, Hannah Howe, of course, pitched the one-hitter last night, had a little more success tonight. You had a couple of innings where you had an opportunity, really, 3-0, bases loaded, nobody out, and I guess it was the fifth or the sixth, and just able to score just the one run.
Yeah, you got to kind of tip your hat to her. She let her defense play behind her, and in that game they were just about perfect. And but I thought, again, we had a pretty decent approach. We got more hits up on the board. We scored a run off of her. So I don't feel like, if when we see them again at conference tournament, that there's much to be intimidated by, or that we don't feel that we can't be successful off of her or any of the other two arms that we saw.